Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it started with a strange image that appeared out of nowhere. A grandmother, a pink rocking chair, and a unique music box. She expected everyone to laugh it off. Instead, someone immediately recognized every detail.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love for you to do just that, and press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the program. We're back on YouTube, by the way, if you'd like to watch us do the program, watch all of our wonderful expressions, Carol's puppet show using dead pets, and every once in a while, you see puffs of what appears to be spirits floating through the air on Todd and Mai's camera. You never know what's going to happen here.
I know, mine's boring. It's just the random cat walking past. But you guys have spirits.
Or cat rubbing its ass on your microphone like last week. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. That happens every day around.
That was off the air, though. I don't think anybody got to experience that.
No, that's right, because we were doing some stuff afterward, and the cat kept bumping its rump up
on
there.
And he's just sound asleep behind me, so I don't know if we'll get that experience today or not.
It was weird, and Rump Shaker was playing, too, at the same time. Like, Carol, the second the cameras go off, Carol's, like, just pumping 90s like hip hop and 80s and
yeah,
it's like Rump Shaker and Sir Mix-a-Lot
doing all the dances.
Yeah,
I mean
it's kind of weird
with my new hip.
That's why part she's of playing the hip hop. That's part of the hip hop.
The hip hop, the hippie to the hippie hop. And I mean it's interesting what they do, what they suggest now for physical therapy. Yeah,
I know. You should see physical therapy these days. It's really hard.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do the Running Man, and it's like I don't know. It's only week 5. I don't know if I'm ready for the Running Man.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't want the baby got back gets to be pretty. That gets to be a lot, you know.
Hammer time. That's difficult.
I once introduced Sir Mix-a-Lot on stage.
Shut up. Did you really?
I did.
Did you meet him? Or
I did. It was in Kennewick, Washington.
Why?
What were you doing up there?
I voice tracked a station out there, and for the I was on the air out there, but I recorded it when I was in Michigan, I think. And they had like it was like kind of their version of listener appreciation concert. And they had brought in Sir Mix-a-Lot and Tone Loc.
I bet that was kind of a fun show though, wasn't it? No?
It was. It was. And it was also really amusing. Sir Mix-a-Lot was refusing to come to the stage without a lot of security from his room at the Best Western to the stage at the auditorium or the conference room in the Best Western, which is where the ballroom, which is where the concert was taking place. I mean, it was a pretty big room, but it was he like it was like Tone Loc went, and then it took a while to get Sir Meg. It was like, what's going on? Where is he at? And then he got up on stage and it was like, he had a couple songs maybe, but then he had him and his crew and they were dancing around with their bottles of Hypnotic. And it was great.
God,
it
that's
was
some great. Good times. Kennewick, Washington.
Yep. The Tri-Cities.
I've got a cousin who lives there.
Really?
So I know that area a little bit. Yeah.
It was a station called OK95.
Country?
No, it was no. Top 40.
Of course not. Why the hell would they bring Sir Mix-a-Lot in if there was
a country? We're not good. We're just okay.
it was like an old station that somebody brought back to life. The brand was brought back to life, and he ran it for several years. Flew us out there. And it was a fun trip. I think I went with Belky from WIFC, my friend from up there, because I had gotten him a gig voice tracking out there too. So we flew out together and did the whole thing.
Okay.
95. He picked us up in a limo and took us to a casino and we drank a lot.
Oh my God, that sounds fun.
It was great, except I felt like shit the next day for the actual show.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It's very much like in and out. It was the only time I've ever been on the ground in Washington outside of the airports.
Did you ever do anything, Carol? Like what kind of acts have you brought on stage? What was the weirdest one?
I've done so many. Okay. But I don't, this is actually, I brought him on and I was bringing him off and I don't really feel like I should say who it was because he was so drunk and he's not drinking like that anymore and he's retired from touring. It's a country act. But the funny part of it was that I'd brought him on and then I'm getting ready to leave because they don't usually have you bring them off and go back out and go, hey, who wants to hear another one? But they wanted to do that. So I'm like, okay. So I'm standing in the wings. He comes back and picks up a red Solo cup and goes, and it wasn't Toby Keith, by the way, but he goes, glug, 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 throws it down. And I pick the glass up because I'm like, I think that was liquor. And it was whiskey.
Oof.
He goes back out on stage and he is shit faced and they're playing Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, and there's our answer. Oh, no, like, it's not.
No, it was a cover. It was a cover.
Okay.
And, and so the band's like going, bum, 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 bum.
So where'd Montgomery have anything to do with this?
Nope.
No.
Oh. Kinda. Anyway.
He's retired from touring me like a crash.
So next thing you know, he kind of flips his guitar over his shoulder and he starts climbing the scaffolding.
Oh my God.
And he was so drunk. And the guy in charge of this festival is standing next to me. This would have been in the early 2000s when USA Today was still a paper you would pick up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he says, I remember he goes, we're going to be on the cover of USA Today. And I'm like, oh my God. Like he's all the way up on the scaffolding. And then you could see the moment when he's like, shit. What have I done?
How do I get down?
Can you imagine being security on that one and seeing the star climbing? Oh, my God.
Everybody knows he's drunk. And the band the whole time is just going, bum, bum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Okay, well, who was it? I can Google it, I'm sure, AI it really quick.
It was John Michael Montgomery.
It was John Michael Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hate to, I think that he quit drinking and... So I don't want to be like...
I was thinking more of Montgomery Gentry. And one of them.
Yeah.
And that's his brother. And
because, I guess I wasn't far off the path there.
Yeah.
Because I know they had some...
Yeah. I had seen him in other shows and he was great. That one night he just happened to be really drunk. But he did make it successfully down from the scaffolding. There were people on standby to rush out there in case they needed to. Yeah. I got the feeling he probably doesn't remember any of that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I feel like but one of those. That was back in my drinking days, like Sam on Cheers.
I do think he quit drinking.
Well, good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. But I'll never forget the guy going, we're going to be on the cover of USA Today.
It's always funny for me. My first wedding, we had the Eli Young band perform.
We sure did. Which,
I remember you introducing them for that. Which, like, and now, whatever, what was the label recording artist? Eli Young band.
Well, and they were coming through, and they're like, yeah. "Hey, it was an off day for."
Yeah.
Because I think it was on a Sunday.
It was. And you're like, would you care if we have the Eli Hunt band performance?
Because they want to come by and say hi.
Yeah.
And like, so can they perform at your wedding reception? And they did. And they were great. It was really fun. It was a really, really fun day.
It's weird when I hear it in a grocery store now, though.
I was going to say now it's weird when you hear crazy girl.
Yeah.
Which is that's like, all I'll say. That's all I'll say. Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. God. Yeah.
Mine was R. Kelly. That's all I need to say about that. Being backstage with R. Kelly.
I know. How did that go? You need to say more about that.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1998, 99, somewhere in there. And it was just the people that were hanging out backstage. You know, there's always groupies. There's always their entourage, all that kind of stuff. It was really weird. It was really young. I'll just say that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet R?
I did. Got up there, introduced him, got the hell out of the backstage area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy. Did he come on your show at all?
No, I never got a chance to interview him.
Interview him? No. Okay. No. That's funny. God. I had another weird one I was thinking of, but it slipped my mind. God fucking R. Kelly.
I don't miss any of that crap. Do you guys? Well, go ahead.
What you got? I have one where here's what it was. When you said you're like, got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Here's the one I did. And I do regret this one, getting the hell out of there. We had Taylor Swift at the Mosley Street Melodrama, which is also where I had my wedding at, and also where Eli Young performed. But it was, I mean, it's not a big place. This is, you know, how many seats?
180
seats. Taylor Swift only has the Tim McGraw song out at the time. Nobody knows who the hell she is.
No, and they did know who she was.
Well, they did. I mean, they did, but she wasn't, it wasn't, you know.
She was opening for Brad Paisley.
Yes. There were no Swifties at that time.
My point. Yeah. She wasn't the Taylor Swift we think of today. And I remember, she had the one song, introduced her. I think it was you, me. I think Tooker was there and all that. And then we all left. Not Carol didn't, but and introduced her. And then we were out the door after.
No, and she stuck around and did autographs for every single person there.
Yeah.
And then the next night I went to see her in Kansas City, and because it was Taylor Swift, then Kelly Pickler, then Brad Paisley, which cracks me up. But Taylor, she was getting to the point where lots of people were really interested in her. And so at the meet and greet, there was, I bet, 100 girls in the tent waiting to meet her. And I walked in and Taylor goes, "Oh my God, it's my Aunt Carol." And all the girls thought that I was her aunt.
Aunt Carol. Yeah.
But you know, that's why she has done so well, because she makes the experience about one person, the person's who's right in front of her. Like, she's so good with that.
Yeah.
Very good. Very,
she would write letters to everybody. I have one right there, from back in the day. She had written to my stepdaughter from a previous marriage. Her name is Olivia. And went there and Taylor named a cat, Olivia, shortly after. So she was like, "Oh, she named it after me." But she wrote her a little note of like, "Nice meeting," and like had details. And then she also wrote me one, like, "Thank you for bringing your daughter," and all. It was, and it was like,
that's sweet.
It was like, you don't fucking see that from anybody
every
ever.
Every time you would do the radio room in a Taylor Swift show, you would get a letter from her, and whoever you brought with you would get a letter.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. And she did that for quite a while.
Brilliant. She's brilliant.
Yeah. It's those little things, you know, look with that, you know, invest a little bit there. And it paid off. My God, you know, bigger than Michael Jackson. So that's crazy.
I thought you were going to say Michael McDonald again, but that's a different
bigger
story.
Than Michael McDonald.
There ain't somebody, nothing bigger than Michael
McDonald. Have I ever shown you this mug that a listener made for me a long time ago with me and Michael McDonald on it?
Do you have it in there?
Holy shit. Yeah, let me grab it. Hang on.
So remember,
you too could see it if you were watching this on YouTube.
That's right. We have to have a, I'm going to set up a wheel, like a prize wheel that we would take out to.
Oh.
Let me get a close up of that.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's pretty fucking cool.
Whoever did that did a really great job.
I don't know
it's
who's
like
on.
You and Michael McDonald are
I was
going to
say, I was just
going to
say, I'm not sure who that's on the mug with Michael McDonald, but it's a great picture
of that guy. I never dreamed I'd spend one night alone.
That was the Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald.
Wow, Tony's that's actually
got
pretty
so
cool.
So many things, doesn't he?
Well, like I think it was a couple weeks ago we did a bit where I said the guy has everything that we could possibly bring up in that studio except the spleen of a jackal. I said,
because, oh, I got that over here. Hang on.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I never dreamed I'd spend one night alone on my own.
Yeah,
that's actually a really cool mug.
Yeah, it was. I don't use it.
That's a keeper.
I keep it up there because it's funny.
Yeah, and that's
it's
a keeper.
Yeah. How do you dust that room? Can I ask that real quick before we get into the call? How do you dust that room?
I tell the housekeepers no.
No. Yeah.
Don't touch this room.
Yeah, I try. I mean, yeah. Sometimes, but usually then the camera gets moved and shit, and I don't. That's
exactly.
It. You got at some point do little clips of like a tour through your museum there.
We're gonna have some more mobile cameras, I think, here soon. I gotta get set up, but yeah, where we can kind of move around a little bit more. That would be fun, you know. We can do some random, you know, we'll go out to the Hello Deli outside, and it'll be.
I just think it'd be cool. You talk about all this stuff. Take people on a little tour of all the crap you've got. They'd love to hear the stories.
Just got to turn the camera and
just use your phone. Yeah. Go do a little video with it.
I will do that. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802 and hear a real ghost story. Hi.
My name's Catherine. I'm calling from Calgary, Canada. So I don't really know where to start. There's just been so much that's gone on in my life. I believe that I'm an empath. I think I have been since I was a kid. I always could feel stuff and see things. And my mom always thought it was my imagination. I suffered from night terrors. I still do. The one that I can remember when I first kind of clued in maybe that I could feel things that maybe other people couldn't was when I was about 7 or 8. There was a story on the news about some kids who had been in a school bus and it had plunged off the side of a bridge and they had drowned. And I remember I couldn't sleep. I was crying for these children. I was just verklempt. I was just so... I was just so hysterical because I felt like I couldn't breathe and I felt like I could feel the anguish and the horror and the sadness of these kids. And I felt so bad. And my mom didn't really know what to do. She would calm me down and just say, it's your imagination and, you know, you're just a good person and you feel for these kids. And most of my experiences when I was a kid were dismissed as, you know, overactive imaginations because I was super creative and, you know, I do have a good imagination. But it was most recently, about 4 years ago, that I really got confirmation that maybe I was actually seeing something and there was some form of paranormal or spiritual energy that was either being projected through me or coming to me for a specific reason. When I was about 21, I started getting visions. Nothing where I could really speak to somebody, but it was just kind of like watching something and hearing into my head. So it wasn't really audible around me, I don't think, but I could hear it in my head and it wasn't just my voice. I was in the shower and I closed my eyes. And all of a sudden, I got this vision of this grandmother giving a granddaughter a music box. But I couldn't actually see the music box. All I heard in my head was its unique music box. It's specific from grandmother to granddaughter. And the grandmother had a pink rocking chair, but it wasn't a bright pink or anything. It was more of like a muted pink or a dusty rose. So I automatically thought I was going insane, but then I automatically thought of my friend at the time whose grandmother had passed and that she still kind of pined over. I was talking about it at work, and my boss at the time had said, "So what's been going on?" And I said, "Well, I don't really know what to make of this vision." And I told her about it, and I just described it was kind of a funky music box, specifically from a grandmother to a granddaughter. And it was a pink rocking chair, and I just left it at that. And she, her eyes got really wide, and she says, "That's my grandmother. She's been dead for, you know, 10 years. And I said, "Oh my gosh." She says, "But the rocking chair, like, what did it look like?" Because she had more of a darker pink, like a dusty rose rocking chair. And my heart just kind of sank into my stomach. And it was just that confirmation, like, holy shit. Oh my gosh. I think I actually saw something, and it wasn't just in my head. So she brought in the music box the next day, and it was one of those ones that you twist at the bottom to get the music to start. And it was like a porcelain doll, like a girl figurine, but she looked like a doll. So it was a very unique music box. It wasn't one of those that you opened and the ballet dancer played. And that wasn't what I had seen in my vision at all either. So that was great confirmation. And then throughout the day when we were in the office and we would talk about my vision or the music box or the grandmother, the music box would let out one single ding, but it would only do it when we would talk about her. The only exception was when it was silent for about 10 minutes in the office, which was super rare. Because of the office populated mostly by women, we talked all the time. It was never really quiet. So we almost felt like it was her grandmother almost embodying that music box and just dinging. Just like, I'm still here. So that was really cool. It was totally a positive experience. And she hasn't heard a word out of the music box since I've spoken with her. Other times it's when I'm driving and you know how we all kind of go into into a bit of a beta consciousness when we're driving and our minds kind of wander. I do that, and sometimes I talk to myself, and all of a sudden I was talking to myself and this voice came through me, and it was my voice, but I heard it as a man's deep low voice, and I physically said it. It was coins, like grandfather collecting coins. And I kind of shocked myself kind of back into reality, like, oh my God, what did I just say? And then we actually found out that the friend that I had just had dinner with, her grandpa was an avid coin collector who had passed, I think, 5 years prior. They were thinking, well, who wants his coin collection? And I said, well, did your grandpa collect coins? And they were kind of having the conversation at the same time that I had texted her asking about this. So it was just a kind of a cool confirmation. So I'd love to hear more what you guys think about it. It's definitely something that scares me a bit, just seeing stuff. Yeah, I guess I'll leave it at that. I'll call in probably another time with some other stories that aren't so positive, but take care. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that. Thoughts on that?
Music boxes, man.
Yeah,
they're creepy anyway. And rocking chairs, too, to a certain extent.
Well, there's so many stories about rocking chairs that just start rocking on their own. And then music boxes, that's creepy. But what I think's interesting, if you have an ability like that and things are coming through to you, it would be really hard to pick up on that something, like not just a random thought, and to actually share it.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you're going to be judged. That's what you think. Like, I don't want to share that because people are going to go, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But then you don't know why you're getting this in your head. So I don't know. I think it would be really hard to go, am I just like randomly my brain's firing, or am I getting some kind of input?
I wonder where you can figure out that line, because I mean, my mind, I'm always creating and thinking weird stuff, period. I just am, because that's how I was brought up. So not maybe to the point that Tony's at, but certainly in that realm.
That's mental health needed.
How do you know when it's not just you creating something in your mind, but something's coming to you? I would have a hard time finding where that line is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, yeah, I think I would be very, it would be hard because you, a lot comes and goes. So what makes it more validating than other moments, I guess is the question.
Right. Yeah.
And some people would be like, you just know, but I don't know. I think I self-question everything anyhow. So.
Well, my brain kind of skips around a little bit anyway. It's like, yeah. Is that a vision I'm having, or is that just me like randomly thinking some stupid thought?
Right.
But then to be around people that you trust and you don't think they're going to judge you, that would be a safe place to try it out. It's like, okay, so there's this weird music box, and then for someone to go, oh my God, this is all part of my grandmother's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
It is. It is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'll wrap up that episode right there. If you want to get access to the bonus episodes and such, check us out, Apple Podcast or Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online and get on all of the extras there. Until next time, for Carol and for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.